With these risks, then, what do you perceive as being some of the knowledge gaps or the research that still needs to be done?
Well, there's still a lot of research that needs to be done, and it's more or less on a larger scale. We need to link our landscapes, which we are building on these sites. We are rebuilding landscapes. We need to link the hydrology with the landscape features, with the plants, and then with our overall vegetation and how the whole landscape is going to look like. So it's large-scale landscape work that needs to link those things. And in order to do so, we need to do work on all kinds of different scales. And, you know, my scale is mostly on a tree, maybe to a forest scale, but not really at the landscape. But in order to know, for example, how much water is being used by our forests and will be used in the future, we need to do very specific work on, for example, where are the roots, how deep do they go, how much water do plants or certain trees use, how much leaf area they have, and those kind of relationships are crucial for us to make prediction on how well these forests are going to grow and how productive they're going to be, or whether they continue to exist there in the future.
With these risks, then, what do you perceive as being some of the knowledge gaps or the research that still needs to be done?
Well, there's still a lot of research that needs to be done, and it's more or less on a larger scale. We need to link our landscapes, which we are building on these sites. We are rebuilding landscapes. We need to link the hydrology with the landscape features, with the plants, and then with our overall vegetation and how the whole landscape is going to look like. So it's large-scale landscape work that needs to link those things. And in order to do so, we need to do work on all kinds of different scales. And, you know, my scale is mostly on a tree, maybe to a forest scale, but not really at the landscape. But in order to know, for example, how much water is being used by our forests and will be used in the future, we need to do very specific work on, for example, where are the roots, how deep do they go, how much water do plants or certain trees use, how much leaf area they have, and those kind of relationships are crucial for us to make prediction on how well these forests are going to grow and how productive they're going to be, or whether they continue to exist there in the future.
With these risks, then, what do you perceive as being some of the knowledge gaps or the research that still needs to be done?
Well, there's still a lot of research that needs to be done, and it's more or less on a larger scale. We need to link our landscapes, which we are building on these sites. We are rebuilding landscapes. We need to link the hydrology with the landscape features, with the plants, and then with our overall vegetation and how the whole landscape is going to look like. So it's large-scale landscape work that needs to link those things. And in order to do so, we need to do work on all kinds of different scales. And, you know, my scale is mostly on a tree, maybe to a forest scale, but not really at the landscape. But in order to know, for example, how much water is being used by our forests and will be used in the future, we need to do very specific work on, for example, where are the roots, how deep do they go, how much water do plants or certain trees use, how much leaf area they have, and those kind of relationships are crucial for us to make prediction on how well these forests are going to grow and how productive they're going to be, or whether they continue to exist there in the future.
With these risks, then, what do you perceive as being some of the knowledge gaps or the research that still needs to be done?
Well, there's still a lot of research that needs to be done, and it's more or less on a larger scale. We need to link our landscapes, which we are building on these sites. We are rebuilding landscapes. We need to link the hydrology with the landscape features, with the plants, and then with our overall vegetation and how the whole landscape is going to look like. So it's large-scale landscape work that needs to link those things. And in order to do so, we need to do work on all kinds of different scales. And, you know, my scale is mostly on a tree, maybe to a forest scale, but not really at the landscape. But in order to know, for example, how much water is being used by our forests and will be used in the future, we need to do very specific work on, for example, where are the roots, how deep do they go, how much water do plants or certain trees use, how much leaf area they have, and those kind of relationships are crucial for us to make prediction on how well these forests are going to grow and how productive they're going to be, or whether they continue to exist there in the future.
With these risks, then, what do you perceive as being some of the knowledge gaps or the research that still needs to be done?
Well, there's still a lot of research that needs to be done, and it's more or less on a larger scale. We need to link our landscapes, which we are building on these sites. We are rebuilding landscapes. We need to link the hydrology with the landscape features, with the plants, and then with our overall vegetation and how the whole landscape is going to look like. So it's large-scale landscape work that needs to link those things. And in order to do so, we need to do work on all kinds of different scales. And, you know, my scale is mostly on a tree, maybe to a forest scale, but not really at the landscape. But in order to know, for example, how much water is being used by our forests and will be used in the future, we need to do very specific work on, for example, where are the roots, how deep do they go, how much water do plants or certain trees use, how much leaf area they have, and those kind of relationships are crucial for us to make prediction on how well these forests are going to grow and how productive they're going to be, or whether they continue to exist there in the future.
With these risks, then, what do you perceive as being some of the knowledge gaps or the research that still needs to be done?
Well, there's still a lot of research that needs to be done, and it's more or less on a larger scale. We need to link our landscapes, which we are building on these sites. We are rebuilding landscapes. We need to link the hydrology with the landscape features, with the plants, and then with our overall vegetation and how the whole landscape is going to look like. So it's large-scale landscape work that needs to link those things. And in order to do so, we need to do work on all kinds of different scales. And, you know, my scale is mostly on a tree, maybe to a forest scale, but not really at the landscape. But in order to know, for example, how much water is being used by our forests and will be used in the future, we need to do very specific work on, for example, where are the roots, how deep do they go, how much water do plants or certain trees use, how much leaf area they have, and those kind of relationships are crucial for us to make prediction on how well these forests are going to grow and how productive they're going to be, or whether they continue to exist there in the future.
With these risks, then, what do you perceive as being some of the knowledge gaps or the research that still needs to be done?
Well, there's still a lot of research that needs to be done, and it's more or less on a larger scale. We need to link our landscapes, which we are building on these sites. We are rebuilding landscapes. We need to link the hydrology with the landscape features, with the plants, and then with our overall vegetation and how the whole landscape is going to look like. So it's large-scale landscape work that needs to link those things. And in order to do so, we need to do work on all kinds of different scales. And, you know, my scale is mostly on a tree, maybe to a forest scale, but not really at the landscape. But in order to know, for example, how much water is being used by our forests and will be used in the future, we need to do very specific work on, for example, where are the roots, how deep do they go, how much water do plants or certain trees use, how much leaf area they have, and those kind of relationships are crucial for us to make prediction on how well these forests are going to grow and how productive they're going to be, or whether they continue to exist there in the future.
With these risks, then, what do you perceive as being some of the knowledge gaps or the research that still needs to be done?
Well, there's still a lot of research that needs to be done, and it's more or less on a larger scale. We need to link our landscapes, which we are building on these sites. We are rebuilding landscapes. We need to link the hydrology with the landscape features, with the plants, and then with our overall vegetation and how the whole landscape is going to look like. So it's large-scale landscape work that needs to link those things. And in order to do so, we need to do work on all kinds of different scales. And, you know, my scale is mostly on a tree, maybe to a forest scale, but not really at the landscape. But in order to know, for example, how much water is being used by our forests and will be used in the future, we need to do very specific work on, for example, where are the roots, how deep do they go, how much water do plants or certain trees use, how much leaf area they have, and those kind of relationships are crucial for us to make prediction on how well these forests are going to grow and how productive they're going to be, or whether they continue to exist there in the future.
With these risks, then, what do you perceive as being some of the knowledge gaps or the research that still needs to be done?
Well, there's still a lot of research that needs to be done, and it's more or less on a larger scale. We need to link our landscapes, which we are building on these sites. We are rebuilding landscapes. We need to link the hydrology with the landscape features, with the plants, and then with our overall vegetation and how